We have time for a poem on today's show. Here's Lake Effect contributor Jenny Benjamin.
This poem is titled Closer to Sundown. Are those will-o'-the-wisp to lead me along a new path? Or has the water tricked my eyes to believe in myth? These feathers, really leaves making golden pillow puddles, take shape. And will they fade with sunset at the close of day? I see my mother's patient face teaching me to roll dough, get out of stain, swing a station wagon on a dime turn. Then two by two my older daughters walk, the youngest trailing in a band of light spanning water and a seam of endless green. My fingers touch their shadows on the ground. I look and see all there is to see, children living in a theory of vines climbing red brick, not knowing where the twists will lead. And I want to hold them, here, like this, in my hand. But they go like words meeting the universe and disappearing. Instead of stricken to a stop, I proceed as if my tendons, sinew, and muscles are not collapsing. A report to the ever-changing. My bones I wear around my neck to mark the transformation. I am a selkie shedding waxy skin into pools of coming midnight. Girls, let me enter your shadows on the spring green. I will teach you how to feel the orange glow of falling sun and the hours sung from cardinal song. I found this is the perfect world for growing older or growing up. Miniature landscapes of cascading gold and silver dawns, where here we move through folds of light.
Milwaukee poet and Lake Effect contributor Jenny Benjamin reading Closer to Sundown.